Okay, dear students, we're going to take a look at long-term investing in bonds. So we'll take a look at what it would be like if we were to put $100 a month away for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then that same 40-year period, but every year we increase $10. So the first year, 100, next year, 110, 130, and so forth. And then, do you remember the whole life policy in Chapter 10 and the $17,755 after investing $60 a month for 30 years? Yeah, we'll see what $60 per month for 30 years does with bonds. Okay, now instead of clicking on these, I have these lined up on the computer here. So I'm just going to go to the first one, which is $100 a month for 30 years. Now, this is called an illustration, or sometimes called a hypothetical illustration, and they are common in the investment community. You must be licensed to use these, believe it or not. And they have all kinds of legal restrictions, as we're going to see, and disclaimers and all that other good stuff that we'll take a look at in a bit. So let's scroll on down. And notice this was done specifically for me, where does it say, prepared for, oh yeah, Business 121, Financial Planning and Money Management. Aren't you guys lucky, lucky, lucky you? And so here's the scary part here. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity. So they may lose value. Figures shown are not past results and not predictive of results in future periods. Current and future results may be lower or higher than those shown. I mean, I know it's silly, but it is. They write these things so that no one's going to read them, but they've got all the legalese in there that is guaranteed to put you asleep. So you can use these for insomnia, folks, at night. But really, nobody reads this stuff. But it's there to tell you that, look, you know, you can lose money. And people, you know, they just gloss over it, and they just, then when they lose money, they get really upset, right? So hopefully your representative, if you have one, or you, if you're your own representative, understands that, you know, investments are not, unless you put it in a bank, right, or a credit union, then it's guaranteed by the full faith and credit by the federal government through an agency of the federal government. Okay, so here we are. We're going to start in 1990, 30 years ago, putting $100 a month in bonds. And this is one of the most generic names of a mutual fund you can get, the Bond Fund of America, right? Okay, so it's just, yeah, invest mostly in the American bonds. And we're starting out in 1990, and then you see a little, things are going up fairly well, but in 1994, there was a little bit of dip in bonds. So it went up still, because we're still putting $1,200 a year, $100 a month. But if you notice, if we had not put that $1,200, it would have gone down, you know, I don't know, not even $100 or so, but still, it would have gone down in 1994. But all the other years, it's continuing to go up. And in 2007, we had 35,000. And in 2008, yes, we had 32,000. Now, it went down 3,000, a little more than $3,000 in 2008. Wait till you see what happened with stocks. But then it's continued to do well, you know, for bonds. And after 30 years, we've put in $36,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but it really isn't. It's what some people spend for a car, and after 10 years, what the car is worth. And it's worth $75,000. Not bad at 4.56%, which is, you know, now pretty darn good for what bonds are paying today. But over the long term, bonds have done better than that, going back to World War II. But before World War II, as we said in the presentation, bonds were paying less than they were between that World War II and up to, you know, up to about 10, 12 years ago. So we're going to take a look at the graph now, and we're going to see it even 4.56%. We start to see there's a dip in 2008. And then you see it go not quite up as much in 1994. But we just start to see the little bit of a wee up in the air that we get from exponential growth, even at 4.5%. But now what we're going to do is we're going to extend our time horizon. It's the same exact investment, the same exact $100, and the same exact scare, be afraid, be very afraid, because you may lose money. But this time, we're going to do it for 40 years. So let's get all through the scary part that you have to read, but nobody does. So we're going to start in 1980, and we're going to put $100 a month into the same fund, and we should see a bit of a drop in 94. Yeah, see, here we see a bit of a drop in 94, because that's when interest rates rose in 94. Bond prices go down when the interest rates rise. But since then, bonds have been going, prices have been going up, interest rates have been falling and falling and falling until you get to 2008. Look at that, yeah? A little over $10,000 drop in 2000. Wait till you see what happened in stocks. But we kept on going, we didn't flinch, and after 40 years, we've put in $48,000, what some people pay for a car, and we have $191,000 at an annual average rate of 6%. Which again, over the long term, since World War II, has been, you know, pretty decent for bonds, but now bonds are not paying anywhere near that. So let's see the graph, and we should start to see again, we'll see that little dip in 94, and then there's a dip in 94, there's 2008, but you start to see that curve, that exponential curve, start to bend. Yes, and we're going to see it much stronger with stocks because the return is higher. Cool? Now, you know, that's not really that great, $191,000. Still, from $48,000 to $191,000, not bad. What if we decide that we're going to put that same $100 a month away? Here's the scary part. Be afraid, be very afraid, because you may lose money. Well, there will be years where you will lose money. We know that. History tells us that, and we know that's true. But now what happens? We're putting in $1,200 a year, $100 a month, but next year we're going to put $110 a month, right? Two fewer trips to $5. I'm sorry, five Starbucks. Two fewer trips to $5. Five Starbucks. And the next year after that, $120. The next year after that, $130. Income rises. Debt level goes down. We can put more money in. And this time, 2008 is even scarier. We go from $191,000 to $172,000. But we didn't run. We didn't hide. We stuck with our investments. And after 40 years, we put in $141,000, which sounds like a lot of money, dear students. But over your working career, you're going to spend a whole lot more than that on cars. Maybe not if this wonderful world of driverless cars comes about and we don't need a car. We just call it up and it comes and picks us up and takes us where we want to go. Who knows if that's going to happen anytime soon. But still, 5.53%, what you'd expect from bonds over the long term. Actually, right now, they're paying a lot less. And we go to the oh, I'm sorry. We didn't talk about how much we had. We had $386,000. I'm sorry. Yeah, $386,000. What do you think, huh, folks? $141,000 becomes $386,000 through the magic of compound interest. But wait till we get the stocks. And so we see that same, see? You start to see that exponential curve bend upwards. There's 94, there's 2008. Are you excited? Oh, just wait. Because remember, bonds are boring and stocks are exciting but risky, so we're going to learn how to invest in stocks too, and you might want a blend of both, and we'll do that too. But first we want to stick it to the life insurance companies one more time, and this time we're going to put $60 a month away. Here we go, folks. Same old scary stuff. Be afraid, be very afraid, because you may and will lose money at least 1 year in your investing career, especially if you do bonds, you know, 1 or 2 years, maybe more. And so here we are, putting $60 a month away. And after 30 years, we've put in $21,600, but we have $45,394. Do you remember the $17,555 that the insurance company gave, oh, so nice to us, after we've spent or invested after the premiums were $21,600, Right. Never trust an insurance company with your investment, folks. You want investments? You go to an investment company. That's what a mutual fund company is. Or a broker. Or do it yourself. Take Business 123, Introduction to Investments. Learn how to invest in your own stocks. But don't ever let an insurance company hold your investments. Now, you need insurance? Yes, you go to an insurance company. We need car insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, health insurance. We go to an insurance company. But if we need investments, we go to an investment company. That's the legal term for mutual fund, which we'll discuss in due course, dear students. Don't fret. Okay, so I hope this has been illuminating, because it's an illustration, to you. And just wait till we get to stocks. See ya.